Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. This week we'll start a new teaching, Walk in the Spirit. Again, Walk in the Spirit. Wow, I will tell you, it's a very critical topic for today. You know, my friend, most Christians in the church, and I'm using church in air quotes, and some believers I know do not believe in the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit. Their belief for salvation and the sanctity of man is rooted in man and his humanistic approach to life. Sadly, most of Christendom rejects the working of the Holy Spirit. It is not for this time in church history, says the Baptist, and many mainstream denominations. They just write off the Holy Spirit as an aberration or a ghost or a ghost-like image of a person in spite of the Holy Spirit or the word Spirit referred to over 545 times in the King James Version of the Scriptures. Something is wrong here, my friend. But maybe this is why the church, in air quotes again, especially in America, has become so apostate, feckless, and lacks the power and authority she once had. My friend, we need to get back to what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 7. For if I go away, and he did, my friend, the Comforter, a.k.a. the Holy Spirit, will come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Then John 16, 8 through 11, Jesus tells us the function of the Holy Spirit in the world. To reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. sounds familiar. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because of the prince of this world, Satan, is judged. Verse 13, Jesus says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, a.k.a. the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide us into all truths. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show us things to come. Well, my friend, that is why there's not much truth in the nominal denominational church. No spirit. So with our thinking now on truth, let us begin our new series, Walk in the Spirit, and let us keep our spirit open to the many truths that will come our way in this most critical teaching, maybe the most critical teaching that I've ever shared on WJCV. You know, one of the most misunderstood truths of the Bible is what it means to walk in the Spirit. Of course, that is misunderstood because most of us, likewise, do not understand what it means to walk according to the flesh. And yet, if you read the New Testament, those truths are central for understanding. Christians and some believers I know are told to walk in the Spirit. So it behooves us to grasp the truth of this matter. Right up front, let us explain what it means to walk in the Spirit in a negative way. I mean, I do not walk according to myself. I do not walk according to anything about my natural man. I am not directed by what I feel or what I think. Wow. You know, and now in the positive explanation, I walk according to truth. For the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Let me say that again. I walk according to truth. For the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. I walk in the light. In short, I walk according to Jesus Christ. Now, to get to the root of this, we have to go back and look at some basics. For the reason these truths are not generally understood, it is because the meaning of Christianity is not understood. I mean, what is Christianity? What is a Christian? Answer these questions, my friend, and you will form a foundation for understanding for all else. So what is Christianity? Well, Christianity is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. That means that a Christian is one in whom Jesus dwells, or if you prefer, one in whom is in Christ. Same truth. In 1 Corinthians 6:17, Paul describes how Christ dwells in us. He that is joined to the Lord, that will be Jesus, is one spirit with him. Thus, a Christian, a real Christian, a true believer in Christ, is one whom the Lord has joined to himself in and by or with, all that translated the same word, through the Spirit, capital S. And that is how we are in Christ and how Christ is then in us. We can even take this thought a little further. Paul also says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, if, the most important word in the Bible, anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So the new creation in Christ Jesus is what is birthed when we are joined to the Lord and made one spirit with him. And of course, our spiritual union with Christ is how we are saved, birth from above, and how now we have access to the Father. All of these realities are the result of being made one in the Spirit with Jesus Christ. But nowhere is, and here's the long pole in the tent, once we see that Christianity is Christ in us, once we see that we are joined to the Lord Jesus and made one spirit with him, we likewise must see that there also remains outside of that spiritual union with Christ our natural man, which is not saved. Now, our natural man consists of two dimensions, the natural we see and the natural we cannot see. The dimension of natural man we can see is our body. The dimension of the natural man we cannot see is our psyche, our soul man. Wow. Now, these, our body and our soul, are not, repeated, not joined to the Lord and is never saved. Never, ever saved. We are joined to the Lord Jesus Christ only in the Spirit. This fact, we are joined to the Lord only in the Spirit, creates a division of separation in all of those who that are in Christ Jesus. This separation is often called the separation between the soul and the spirit. On one hand, we have a new creation or a new man in Christ that consists of joining of our human spirit, the real David Stahl, with the Spirit of Christ. But on the other hand, we have all that is outside of that spiritual union, which remains the natural and of the flesh. This is our old man, our feelings, our emotions, our intellect, all natural and of the flesh. Not spiritual, but of the flesh. Jesus said in John 3:6, that which is flesh, and that which is spirit, now describing those two dimensions, is spirit. And they are never joined together. Flesh and spirit never joins together. Now the purpose of God for this age, for his people, is that Christ be formed in us. Let me say that again. The purpose of God for this age, for his people, that would be us, is that Christ be formed in us. And this is, this is really the definition of spiritual growth and development. Paul always talks about. Now listen very closely. Spiritual growth is not us, i.e., or our natural man growing to be more like Jesus. No, spiritual growth is my natural man being brought under the finished work of the cross so that Christ, who is in us, can be made manifest. So we can see that in this age, the separation between soul and spirit, between our natural man and Christ in us, our spiritual man, will never disappear. Now listen closely again, my friend. As we grow in Christ, it is the will of God that the natural man come to be governed by Christ, which is a part of sanctification, which we will discuss in future programs. So in recap, there will always be a separation between our spirit and our flesh. Each believer has within them two natures, one of Christ in us, the new creation, and the other of the old man that is in Adam. Now, we must see this separation if we are to grasp what it means to walk in the Spirit versus to walk in the flesh. We must see that there is within each believer a spiritual union with Christ, but there also remains from birth the natural man from Adam's sin in the garden. Amen. More next week in Walking in the Spirit. If you would like to get a written copy of this teaching by email, I would be happy to send it out. You can send it to me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. Again, charliegolf1@outlook.com. And this request, this copy, and I'll be happy to send that out to you. Amen. So this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful day. And I just pray that you just so enjoy this teaching, Walk in the Spirit, because this is critical. If you do not get this teaching, Walk in the Spirit, and you do not get these foundational principles that I will be laying out, like the new man and the old man and sanctification and glorification and all of these things, then, my friend, you're basically wasting your time and going to church, because these spiritual foundational principles are critical that we have this understanding in our life. Again, have a wonderful week, and looking forward to speaking to you all next week. And God bless.